Well, that wearable tech, how accurate is it? I know a lot of companies are making that push to have more health data right there on your wrist, but ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan joining us now on the KRDO Newsline, and how accurate really can, say, you know, my Apple Watch be to what's going on health-wise?
Well, it depends upon what you're asking it to do, Andrew. If you want it to count your steps, it will give you a pretty accurate count, not only the Apple Watch, but across the whole industry. These things have been looked at for a few years, and research, Fitbit does pretty well, Apple Watch, Samsung, they all appear to do very well at that kind of thing, counting steps. But when it comes to heart rate, that's where you start to see some variance among the various brands. And even from person to person, the concern of people who are looking at this now, the Emergency Care Research Institute, is that consumers are relying much too heavily on these devices for health information. They offer a good snapshot, a general snapshot of health, but shouldn't be a substitute for a visit to a doctor, either in person or a virtual doctor's visit.
Are there some that are better than others, some wearable tech that's better?
Well, yeah, better if you mean more accurate. A look at 158 pieces of different research found that Fitbit was the most studied brand. But when it was put up against others, Fitbit, Apple Watch, Samsung appeared to measure steps accurately. But heart rate measurement was a lot more variable. Apple Watch and Garmin were the most accurate. Fitbit tended toward an underestimation of heart rate. And for those that were, you know, measuring energy expenditure or looking at calorie burn, none of the brands were very accurate.
Okay.
Yeah, it's something very weird, and it's hard to calibrate, you know, that calorie burn just by strapping something on your wrist. And, you know, as I'd mentioned, you know, I'm a huge Apple fan. I wear my Apple Watch every day, and I've even noticed at the gym there's times where it's right on, but then other times that the heart rate definitely skews than what, you know, say the treadmill or other machines with their heart rate monitors say that I'm at right now.
Well, yeah, and in terms of heart rate, instead of looking at the specific beats per minute, you know, if your resting heart rate shows on your wrist to be about 65, 70 beats per minute, fine. You know, you're in kind of a normal range. But once you start exercising, instead of looking at the precise number, just watch for a trend. Is your heart rate going up? Is your heart rate going back down when you're resting? That's what you want to look at, is kind of the overall trend, the direction of your heart rate as opposed to the specific number.
Right. And as you mentioned, sometimes that can be just the difference between whether you're burning the right calories that you want. But for people who are, for instance, experiencing heart issues and are put on heart monitors to make sure that they don't have any of those problems, they may be getting lulled into a false sense of security if they have one of these devices, thinking that it's going to provide them spot-on accuracy. Jim Ryan, ABC News correspondent, thank you so much talking about wearable tech. We've come a long way since just putting our fingers up to our throats, right?
Thanks, Shannon. Yeah.
That's the way I used to measure it. Put your fingers up there, measure your pulse.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting. And, you know, I think hopefully a lot of these studies will make it that much more secure, since there's such a focus on getting more health data into these technology pieces. So it'll be definitely interesting to see what the future holds for this industry.